Israeli authorities have demolished three more Palestinian structures in Jerusalem al-Quds in the occupied West Bank. Bulldozers escorted by Israeli forces razed a two-story building along with an incomplete apartment in the Silwan neighborhood. A restaurant was also partially destroyed in the Beit Safafa neighborhood. Earlier, five houses belonging to Palestinian Bedouin families were similarly demolished in the West Bank. Tel Aviv claims the structures were built without a construction permit, but Palestinians say that Tel Aviv, rather, is planning to evacuate Palestinian-populated areas as part of its settlement expansions. They argue Israel is, in fact, seeking to ethnically cleanse the Palestinian population and Judaize the West Bank under the pretext of such projects. Let's get an update from our correspondent, Mohammed Hamayel, who joins us via Skype from Al-Quds. Now, Mohammed, tell us a bit more about these recent structures that are to be raised.
Well, these structures are being raised as part of Israel's E1 settlement expansion plan. These are to evacuate the Palestinian presence from East Jerusalem, Al-Quds, as well as the surrounding areas so that they can connect the Israeli settlements to each other, isolating Jerusalem al-Quds from the rest of the West Bank and the Palestinian population. This is to also relocate some of the Bedouin communities that are also in the areas, which are to relocate them away from the E1 settlement expansion areas. Now, the Palestinians who are living in these homes, they usually lived in them long before 1967, and Israel has used the pretext of no permits for construction to demolish these homes before. So this is something that angers and frustrates the Palestinians as well when they have a home built and constructed long before Israeli control of the city, yet now they see it demolished due to lack of permits. This is a similar situation that has occurred today.
Right now, Mohammed, this is obviously coming at a time when tensions are extremely high in the occupied territories as Israel clamps down even further on Palestinians. There are also those Palestinians who are seeing their houses being demolished simply for taking part in protests or have been accused of having a family member who may have attacked an Israeli out of the frustrations that are running over there. What is the situation like overall as these demolitions increase, settlement expansion is still going on, the settler violence against Palestinians is also happening, and mass arrests are also taking place?
Well, the wave of protests and the intifada that began in October 2015 really began in Jerusalem al-Quds, and the demolitions that were occurring, they were a punishment for the Palestinians who used to go out and hit the streets in protest. In the past few days, many homes were demolished. Some of them were demolished in a new way where they are ransacked when Israeli cement trucks would pour cement into the house, keeping the people outside, keeping the people from entering, keeping people from rebuilding it. Other homes are just simply demolished. Now, this has raised tensions. This has caused much more frustration, especially in Jerusalem al-Quds, where most of the demolitions are occurring. But the demolitions are not exclusive to al-Quds. You also have areas including around Ramallah, villages around Ramallah. You have areas outside of al-Quds. You have areas in Beit Lahem, Hebron, al-Khalil, in Nablus as well, where demolitions are used as a form of punishment against the Palestinians, a move many experts and analysts are calling collective punishment against the Palestinian people. Now, this can only fuel the Palestinian fire, the rage more much longer. and then you have other families who have been victims of house demolitions who are responsible for, or so Israel claims to be responsible for attacks many years ago. They are coming back now to demolish their homes. This is a form of punishment that Israel is using against the Palestinian people, which many critics have criticized against its actual effectiveness against withholding or keeping down the violence.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's our correspondent, Mohammed Hamayel, reporting from Al-Quds via Skype. Mohammed, thanks very much indeed.